Join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
History tells us that Alexander the Great left specific orders that when he died, his hands were not to be wrapped in the specially treated cloths that embalmers used in his day. He wanted his hands to be exposed to full view so that all could see that they were empty. The writer of Psalms said, "When a man grows rich, he will take nothing with him when he dies." It's true, you simply can't take anything with you. But you can send it on ahead. In several places, the Bible tells us we can do that. Jesus said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven." Paul instructed the young preacher Timothy to command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age. Jim Elliot gave his life as a martyr while taking the gospel to the Auca Indians of Ecuador. Before he died, he wrote these words, "He is no fool to give to God what he cannot keep, to gain what he cannot lose. Nothing given to God is ever lost." Some of us would need a freight train if we could pack up treasures from here on earth to take to heaven. Thank God we can't. It's hard enough to pack for a 3-week trip overseas. But we can send our possessions on ahead of us by giving them to God when He speaks to our hearts about it. Are you listening?
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.